from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo holds limited meeting near Lombok Quick evacuee camp. Visiting Indonesia, Venezuelan Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs meets representatives of social organizations. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a limited meeting with a number of related officials on Sunday night in a bid to discuss the reconstruction of houses damaged by a powerful earthquake in the island of Lombok on August 5. Presidential Secretariat's Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media, Bey Mahmudin, said in a press statement the meeting was held near an evacuee camp in Gunung Sari Subdistrict, West Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono, Social Service Minister Agus Gumiwang, West Nusa Tenggara Governor M. Zainul Majdi, Chief of the National Defense Forces Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, Chief of the National Police General Tito Karnavian, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, and Chief of the National Disaster Mitigation Board, BNPB, Willem Rampangile, were also present at the meeting. The meeting was held after the President and entourage watched the television broadcast of the 18th Asian Games closing ceremony at Gunung Sari Soccer Field in West Lombok. At the limited meeting, the president said he perceived the wish on the part of the affected people to rebuild their damaged houses according to their own desire. Indonesian President Joko Widodo gave direct aid to the victims of earthquake in Lombok to repair their heavily damaged houses, which have been verified for 5,293 units in Pemenang Subdistrict, North Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara on Sunday. According to the press release of Head of Information Data and Public Relations Center of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Sutopo Purwonugroho, received by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday, President Joko Widodo advised the recipients to utilize the direct aid to build houses and not for other purposes. The third visit of President Joko Widodo to Lombok aimed to check whether the victims of the quake have been handled properly and obtain assistance, observe emergency schools and hospitals, ensure the economic activities to operate well, and entertain the society. Papua New Guinean Foreign Affairs Minister Rimbing Pato said relationships and cooperation between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea, PNG, were getting stronger. According to the statement made by Minister Pato, received by the Indonesian Embassy in Port Moresby to Antara on Sunday, the two neighboring countries have signed various of Memorandum of Understandings MOU, in which they have committed themselves to keep enhancing their bilateral cooperation in a bid to improve their relation and cooperation. Furthermore, Minister Peto said Indonesia and Papua as neighboring countries which shared common borders prioritize the principles of mutual respect. He praised Indonesia for its support to PNG, which would host the Asia-Pacific Economic Leaders Summit, APEC Summit, in Port Moresby on November 17-18, 2018. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to PNG Ronald Manik said the two countries had focused their relations and cooperation on the management of border areas. In addition, they also focused their cooperation on developing the economic and trade sectors and other fields which benefit the people of both countries. Venezuelan Foreign Affairs Vice Minister for the region of Asia, Middle East and Oceania, Ruben Dario Molina, held a meeting with a number of social organizations representatives in Indonesia on Sunday, September 2nd, in Jakarta. The meeting was held in a bid to ask for support and explain the condition of his state being hit by economic crisis, namely the hyperinflation which causes increase of food price and starvation. Vice Minister Molina explicitly said the beginning of the economic crisis occurred when the President Nicolas Maduro regime applied an economic system called the socialism principle. Vice Minister Molina also explained the government of Venezuela is currently working hard to restore the stability of food price through several strategies. One of the strategies include disbursement of state budget to fulfill the necessity of food. The Venezuelan government will also escalate the production of oil, which has become the predominant commodity of Venezuela's economy all this time. According to Vice Minister Molina, other strategies to be implemented are developing a virtual currency called Sovereign Bolivar and resolving bilateral conflict with Colombia. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said, the implementation of the 18th Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia, had achieved three successes, namely facilities and infrastructure, implementation and achievements. Vice President Yusuf Kalla congratulated all elements who have succeeded in realizing the 18th Asian Games to achieve three successes in terms of facilities and infrastructure, implementation and achievements in his remark at the closing ceremony of Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta on Sunday. In terms of facilities and infrastructure, the government of Indonesia has succeeded in boosting the development of the competition arena as well as the light rail transit routes in Jakarta, Palembang, and West Java. Meanwhile, in terms of achievement, Indonesia had scored the history with the highest achievement and was in the top four in the 18th Asian Games since the implementation of the first Asian Games in India in 1951. Indonesia was at the 17th position in the 17th Asian Games in Incheon, South Korea, with four gold medals. The Indonesian contingent managed to reach the target of the 2018 Asian Games with fourth place after China, Japan, and South Korea. Indonesian national athletes won a total of 98 medals with details of 31 gold, 24 silver and 43 bronze. The Indonesia National Police Karimun Resort, the regional police of Riau Islands, improved their anticipation on the smuggling of narcotics and dangerous substances in the island of Karimun Anak, one of the outer islands in Karimun Regency. This was conveyed by head of the Karimun Resort, Police Commissioner Hengki Pramudia in Tanjung Balai Karimun on Sunday. Hengki Pramudia admitted the sea around the Karimun Anak Island is in critical condition and it becomes a transit place of narcotics distribution from Malaysia. Moreover, another smuggling case, namely wheat, was also covered in the sea. In addition, the Karimun Anak Island does not have any police or military post. According to Commissioner Henke, one of the efforts to optimize the human resources is by involving society residing in the shore area to be agent of information. Therefore, they can report to the officers in case there are any suspicious commodities or foreigners coming to the island. The last item, Chief the mission of the Indonesian contingent Safruddin has urged all Indonesian athletes to maintain their performances in the next two sport conventions, including 2019 SEA Games in the Philippines and the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Safruddin at Senayan Indoor Tennis Court in Jakarta on Sunday asked all athletes to maintain the achievement, considering there are two upcoming sport events, namely the 2019 SEA Games and 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. He said his duty as head of the Indonesian contingent has completed when the athletes entered the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium to attend the closing ceremony of the 2018 Asian Games. According to Antara News Agency, Safruddin also said he would return to the athletes to the Indonesian Olympic Committee, the Indonesian National Sport Committee, and the Ministry of Youth and Sport. He had intentionally gathered all athletes at Senayan Indoor Tennis Court before the closing ceremony of the 2018 Asian Games. Therefore, he could chat with each of them as well as meeting several journalists. Listener to End the News, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo holds limited meeting near Lombok Quake Evacuee. Visiting Indonesia, Venezuelan Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs meets representative of social organizations. That was the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Matamu, kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu.
Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai kemenangan yang tertunda. Jangan pernah berputus asa, jadi yang terbaik. Show the world you're as bright as the sun.
We deserve to be the one and fight your fears.
Time.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Energy of 2018 Asian Games for 2032 Olympics. President of Asian Olympic Council Ahmad Al-Fahad Al-Sabah stated that Jakarta has the ability to be host of major international activities. This was expressed when delivering a speech at the closing of the 18 Asian Games on Sunday. Specifically, the recommendation was presented to the President of International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, who was also present at the closing ceremony of the 2018 Asian Games. This statement certainly makes Indonesia even more proud after successfully hosting the second Asian Games. For more than 2 weeks, Indonesia has proven successful in three aspects at the 2018 Asian Games. The aspects are in terms of facility and infrastructure achievements and hosting. The success of organizing the 2018 Asian Games becomes capital for Indonesia to nominate itself as host of 2032 Olympics. The wish to be host has been stated by President Joko Widodo to the International Olympic Committee Thomas Bach at Bogor Palace last Saturday. The 2000 Asian Games has left a lot of valuable things. 94 arenas of competition and training had been built and renovated to meet international standard. Jakarta International Velodrome, for example, is considered to be one of the best in the world. Another valuable relic is the positive behavior of Indonesian people. The enthusiasm of Indonesian people to witness 465 match numbers has encouraged more than 11,000 athletes from 45 countries to compete and achieve the best. The enthusiasm and dedication were also shown by volunteers who have worked sincerely and wholeheartedly. Vice President Yusuf Kalinis remarked at the closing of the Asian Games, thank for the volunteers with their hospitality, make the athletes feel at home. The success of organizing the 2018 Asian Games can be a special note for Indonesia to host the 2032 Olympics. At least that was revealed by President of International Olympic Committee Thomas Bach. He revealed that the success of 2018 Asian Games is a strong foundation. The thing that impressed him was the people of Indonesia. According to him, Indonesia showed a great combination of friendliness and efficiency at the same time. He added that it was the Olympics. The Olympics is about humans, perfection, and friendship. Another note that can become Indonesian capital as the host of the 2032 Olympics is the ability to present spectacular opening and closing events. At the opening, Indonesia saw the richness and diversity of Indonesian culture. At the closing ceremony, the nuances of Asian diversity were gracefully exhibited. The capital earned by Indonesia can be a special record for the Committee of International Olympic, because Indonesia has succeeded in making Asian energy and enthusiasm inexhaustible. Indonesia has grown the real energy of Asia, and you need it to bring goodness to the world. Hopefully, Indonesian wish to host the 2032 Olympics can be realized, so the world community feels Indonesian's beauty, as said by Sheikh Ahmad Al-Fahad Al-Sabah, Indonesia, you are great. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for an event on September 3, 1950, when Giuseppe Farina became winner of the first Formula One in history. Emilio Giuseppe Farina was a professional racer from Italy. He was world champion of the first Formula One in history. British Grand Prix 1950 was the first race of Formula One in history. The race was held at the Silverstone Circuit, England on 3 September 1950. At the time, Emilio Giuseppe Trope Alfa Romeo. The next event is that in 1971, Qatar obtained its independence. Qatar is an emirate country in the Middle East, which is located at small peninsula of Arab in the west of Asia. It is bordered the only one country with Saudi Arabia in the south and the remaining border with the peninsula of Persia. Earlier, Qatar was under the power of the Usmania. Then Qatar became protectorate of England in early 20th century. Thus, the status was stopped in 1916. In the past, England mastered Qatar as a transit place of merchancy before going to India. After World War II, Qatar tried to gain its independence, especially after India obtained its independence in 1950s. Qatar was more intense after England gave independence to Kuwait in 1961. The government of England declared to stop political domination but still to continue in economic mastery in Qatar. It was not allowed by Qatar by forming Federation of Arab Peninsula along with Bahrain. Qatar became independent country on 3 September 1971. And the last event is that 1997 Vietnam Airlines Flight 815 crashed. Vietnam Airlines 815 was scheduled to fly from Ho Chi Minh City to Ho Chi Minh Airport, Phnom Penh on 3 September 1997. The Tuplet TU-134B3 plane fell around 800 meters from runway when almost to reach the final destination. The accident killed 66 people. The plane was totally destroyed. The bad weather and infrastructure of the airport made the pilot difficult to find the runway and caused the accident. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with a daily segment, My Indonesia, entitled Indonesia and Namibia Increase Economic Cooperation. President Joko Widodo was visited by the President of the Republic of Namibia, Hage Geingob Gottfried, at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java last Thursday. In a press statement, it was revealed that Indonesia would increase cooperation with Namibia in infrastructure and trade. President Joko Widodo also hoped that Namibia would support Indonesia in realizing the process of starting negotiation for the establishment of a preferential trade agreement, or PTA, between Indonesia and the countries of the Southern African Customs Union.
PT WIKA dalam pembangunan infrastruktur di Namibia, khususnya
in infrastructure development in Namibia, especially in the construction of people's housing, Indonesian PT WIKA is cooperating with the Namibian company. It is a project of 2,000 units of social housing and even in larger units. I have asked for support from President Geingob so that the business agreement can be signed immediately in the Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue to be held in August 2019 in Bali. According to President Joko Widodo, he also proposed a reduction in tariffs for the products of the two countries. With the existence of PTA, it is expected that there will be a reduction in tariffs for production between Indonesia and SADC countries. SADC member countries are Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland, and South Africa. In addition, President Joko Widodo also encouraged cooperation in other fields, especially strategic industries between the two countries. Meanwhile, Namibian President Hage Gottfried Genkop said that Namibia is a country that also fights against corruption. Therefore, he welcomed Indonesia's spirit of fighting corruption. He also emphasized that the two countries can cooperate to combat corruptions in both countries. In addition to meeting President Joko Widodo, President Hage Gottfried Genkop previously also attended the Indonesia-Namibia Business Forum. President Genkop met Indonesian business people such as Indonesian Kadin Chairperson Rosan Ruslani and Kadin Deputy Chairperson for International Relations Sinta Kamdani. The main topics discussed were about increasing economic cooperation between the two countries. Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin Chairperson Rosan Ruslani said that the visit was an opportunity to improve economic cooperation for the two countries through information exchange. He hopes that there will be an increase in the value of trade between the two countries, which are still very small. In addition, he is optimistic that Indonesia will increase its export to Namibia after the Indonesia-Namibia Business Forum activities. Rosan Ruslani added, Namibia is one of the non-traditional markets that has great potential for goods or commodities from Indonesia. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a limited meeting with a number of related officials on Sunday night in a bid to discuss the reconstruction of houses damaged by a powerful earthquake in the island of Lombok on August 5. Indonesian President Joko Widodo gave direct aid to the victims of earthquake in Lombok to repair their heavily damaged houses, which have been verified for 5,293 units in Pemenang Subdistrict, North Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara on Sunday. Papua New Guinean Foreign Affairs Minister Rimbing Peito said, relationships and cooperation between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea were getting stronger. Venezuelan Foreign Affairs Vice Minister for the region of Asia, Middle East and Oceania, Ruben Dario Molina, held a meeting with a number of social organizations representatives in Indonesia on Sunday in Jakarta. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the implementation of the 18th Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang had achieved three successes, namely facilities and infrastructure, implementation and achievements. The Indonesian National Police Karimun Resort, the regional police of Riau Islands, improved their anticipation on the smuggling of narcotics and dangerous substances in the island of Karimun Anak, one of the outer islands in Karimun Regency. Chief Demission of the Indonesian contingent, Syafruddin, has urged all Indonesian athletes to maintain their performances in the next two sport conventions, including the 2019 SEA Games in the Philippines and the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Listener, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Wayang Ringkang from West Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, wayang or puppet is an Indonesian original art which develops rapidly on Java and Bali Island. The performance is also well known in some regions such as Sumatra and Malayan Peninsula, which is influenced by Javanese and Hindu culture. In 2003, UNESCO announced that wayang has officially entered in the list of intangible cultural heritage of UNESCO since 2008. In the development, wayang has some types such as wayang kulit, wayang golek, wayang orang, and many others. Listeners, in addition to those types, there is also a wayang ringkang or art puppet, which was popularized in 2007. Wayang ringkang is contemporary one, which is innovation of wayang golek. Wayang ringkang is played by colossal puppeteers who may reach 20 until 50 puppeteers. The wayang art also collaborates with rampak gendang, rampak sekar, dance, and wayang orang. To play wayang ringkang, it needs wayang arena or jagat with the size twice from jagat on general wayang arena. Listeners, in the wayang ringkang performance, the main puppeteer will read dialogue with other puppeteers guide wayang. In the performance, the puppeteer will guide the wayang while standing. This makes the size of jagat become bigger and wayang performance in general. During the performance, wayang ringkang is also accompanied by gamelan and brought in Sundanese language with communicative style. Although wayang ringkang performance is delivered in communicative style, the story is also delivered and it still contains philosophical values of people's life in the past, present time, and in the future. Listeners, Kitantan Sugandi, who is the initiator of wayang ringkang, hopes that the wayang art can raise potential of young generation in puppet show. Until now, West Java government has continued to promote wayang ringkang. All of them are conducted in order Indonesian traditional art can be preserved from time to time. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Wayang Ringkang from West Java Province. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is minum obat, or in English, taking medication. Stay tuned.
Next, I will give you an example of conversation about minum obat, or in English, taking medication. Tony is ill and has taken to a doctor. Now he is at the pharmacy to pay the medicine.
Bapak Tony.
Ya, saya.
Ini obat untuk Anda. Ini obat diare, ini obat mual, dan ini vitamin. Minum obat ini setelah makan.
Baik. Berapa kali sehari saya harus minum obat ini?
3 kali sehari. Semoga lekas sembuh.
Terima kasih.
After the conversation, I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, minum obat, or in English, taking medication. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Saya in English, I. Ini obat untuk Anda. In English, this is your medicine. Ini obat diare, obat mual, dan ini vitamin. In English, this is a medicine for diarrhea, this is for nausea, and this is a vitamin. Minum obat ini setelah makan. Minum obat ini setelah makan. Take it after meal. Berapa kali sehari saya harus minum obat ini? Berapa kali sehari saya harus minum obat ini? How many times should I take the medicines? 3 kali sehari. 3 times a day. Semoga lekas sembuh. Get well soon. If you want to ask about the frequency of doing something, start with berapa kali sehari means how many times a day. Or berapa kali seminggu means how many times a week. Berapa kali sebulan or how many times a month. And berapa kali setahun or how many times a year. Berapa kali sehari saya harus minum obat ini means how many times should I take the medicines. Berapa kali seminggu Anda berolahraga means how many times a week do you exercise. For examples of some active sentences that mention frequencies in doing something, saya harus minum obat ini 3 kali sehari. Saya harus minum obat ini 3 kali sehari. In English, I should take this medication 3 times a day. Saya berolahraga 2 kali seminggu. Saya berolahraga 2 kali seminggu. In English, I practice exercises 2 times a week. Listener, furthermore, to give instructions in taking medicine, you can use these expressions. Minum obat ini 3 kali sehari. Takes this medication 3 times a day. Minum obat ini sebelum makan. Takes this medication before eating. Ini antibiotik. Obat ini harus habis. This is antibiotics. It must be run out. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Bapak Tony.
Ya, saya.
Ini obat untuk Anda. Ini obat diare, ini obat mual, dan ini vitamin. Minum obat ini setelah makan.
Baik. Berapa kali sehari saya harus minum obat ini?
3 kali sehari. Semoga lekas sembuh.
Terima kasih.
Listener, now I will give you an exercise by mentioning the name, profession, the place for work, the day, office hour, and etc. For example, nama saya Andi. Saya seorang wartawan bekerja di surat kabar Sinar Pagi. Waktu bekerja saya hari Senin sampai hari Jumat dari jam 8 pagi sampai jam 4 sore dan jam istirahat jam 12 sampai jam 1 siang. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. Today's edition, we invite you to enjoy Kroncong songs by Indonesian Kroncong singer Ismanto. Well, listener, at the opening of the segment, we'll listen to a Kroncong song called Sapu Tangan or Handkerchief by Ismanto.
Sapu tangan yang harum baunya menawan hatiku. Basah air mataku karena datangnya tangisku. Sapu tangan yang dulu ku terima dari kekasihku, pada masa dahulu berdua pertama bertemu. Penuh dengan rencana dan janji telah disetujui, meskipun bagaimana terjadi sehidup semati. Sapu tangan di waktu sekarang bagai puranku, karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan diriku. Dan janji telah bagaimana terjadi sehidup semati. Sapu tangan di waktu sekarang bagai hiburan ku, karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan diriku.
That was the song Sapu Tangan by Ismanto. The song tells about someone's memory in the past. The handkerchief given by the lover now becomes a lace. This song was composed by Gesang, an Indonesian kroncong maestro, with several other songs such as Kroncong Roda Dunia and Kroncong Si Piatu. Unfortunately, the three songs were not successfully famous among the music lovers at that time. After the Dutch left Indonesia in 1950, kroncong music got a major place among other types of music in Indonesia. Then came several legendary singers including Ismanto, Waljina, Estermanto, and Pink Astono. In the 1960s, kroncong music was influenced by the Javanese rhythm pioneered by Anjarani through the song Yan Ing Tawang Ono Lintang, followed by Estermanto in a song Loro, Branta, and Ismanto. This rhythm then dominated kroncong music. As time goes by, kroncong finally experienced setback due to the impact of other musics, which is dominated by dangdut, pop, rock, and rock music. Well, listener, now we come to the next kroncong song entitled Sedap Malam by Ismanto.
Sedap malam rasa seluruh mengharum mahunata. Terang cuaca, langit biru, bintang berkilauan menghiasi alam permai malam sunyi.
Just listen to the song Sedap Malam by Ismanto. It was an original Kroncong song, which tells about the beautiful of tuberose flower with its fragrance adorns the night. Ismanto was a Kroncong artist from Surakarta or Solo, Central Java. He was known as a musician, singer, as well as Kroncong and Javanese songwriter. Among the Kroncong songs, his work, which is quite popular, including Kroncong Asli, Kroncong Setia Janjiku, Langgam Bimbang Hati, and Kroncong Jauh di Mata Dekat di Hati. Ismanto died in 1996 in his hometown, Surakarta. Listener, coming up next, we'll dedicate a song Kroncong Suci by Ismanto. The song will end today's edition of Music Corner. Enjoy the song and see you tomorrow in the next edition of Music Corner. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.